1 Chronicles chapter 29. And King David said to the whole convocation, Solomon my son, the one whom God has chosen, is just a lad and is tender, but the work is great, for the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God. And I have, with all my might, prepared for the house of my God, with gold for what will be made of gold, and silver for what will be made of silver, and copper for what will be made of copper, and iron for what will be made of iron, and wood for what will be made of wood, and onyx gems, and gemstones to be set, and antimony gemstones, and a range of colours, and every kind of valuable stone, and marble in abundance. Moreover, in my delight in the house of my God, I have a special possession of gold and silver, which I give to the house of my God, over and above everything which I have prepared for the holy house, 3,000 talents of gold from Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses, the gold for what will be in gold, and the silver for what will be in silver, and for all artisanry in the hands of the artisans. Now who volunteers to take on work today for the Lord? And the officials in the line of the fathers, and the officials of the tribes of Israel, and the commanders of 1,000, and the commanders of 100, and the officials in the king's operations, volunteered. And they gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents of gold, and 10,000 darics, and 10,000 talents of silver, and 18,000 talents of copper, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever found that they had gemstones, they gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, through the administration of Jehiel the Gershonite. And the people rejoiced at their generosity, because they offered voluntarily to the Lord wholeheartedly, and King David also rejoiced with great joy. And David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the convocation. And David said, Blessed have you been, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, from age to age. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, and the might, and the splendour, and the preeminence, and the majesty, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours, O Lord, as is the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honour proceed from you, and you rule over all, and in your hand is power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to make strong in every respect. So now, O God of ours, we thank you, and we praise your splendid name. And who am I, and who are my people, that we should withhold any of our substance in giving voluntary offerings like this? For everything is from you, and what we give you is from your hand. For we are foreigners before you, and temporary residents, like all our fathers. Our days on earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope. O Lord, our God, all this abundance of resources which we have prepared to build a house for you, for your holy name, is from your hand, and all is yours. And I know, O God of mine, that you test the heart and take pleasure in uprightness. And as for me, I have done all these things willingly, with a sincere heart. And now I see with joy your people who are present here voluntarily for you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this attitude age-abidingly in the predisposition of the thoughts of the hearts of your people, and direct their hearts towards yourself. And give a sincere heart to Solomon my son, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do them all, and to build the temple which I have made preparations for. Then David said to the whole convocation, Now bless the Lord your God. And the whole convocation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord and before the king. Then they offered sacrifices to the Lord and made burnt offerings to the Lord on the day after that day, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, and the accompanying libations, and sacrifices in abundance for the whole of Israel, And they ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great joy, and they made Solomon, the son of David, king for the second time, and they anointed him as belonging to the Lord, as a leader, and also Zadok as priest. And Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of David his father, and he prospered, and all Israel heeded him. And all the commanders and the warriors, and also all the sons of King David, gave the hand of allegiance under King Solomon. And the Lord exalted Solomon highly in the eyes of the whole of Israel, and he bestowed on him royal majesty such as there had never been on any king over Israel before him. So David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel, and the days for which he reigned over Israel amounted to 40 years. In Hebron he reigned for 7 years, and in Jerusalem he reigned for 33. And he died in ripe old age, full of days, wealth, and honour, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. And as for the affairs of King David, from the first to the last, they are to be seen written in the chronicles of Samuel the seer, and in the chronicles of Nathan the prophet, and in the chronicles of Gad the beholder of visions, with all his royal dignity and bravery, and the times which passed over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the various countries.